want to get meat.
And I know how to get all the meat off a bone.
Yeah, I like meat.
No, I don't like sweet meat.
I want to see my meat. I want to be able to look at my meat that I'm eating.
The meat is so big.
Yeah, okay.
I think we were just done wrong there.
Yeah, man.
Context, Shane.
Yeah. Shane hates context.
The meat is so big.
But we do like contests, don't we?
Yes, we do. We are giving away, it's the great grill and griddle giveaway. Today we are giving away a griddle. All you have to do is guess Damon's meat. He's going to describe one of his favorite meats, and he'll give you a couple of hints, and then we'll go to the phone. So Tracy will be up first, then Jim, John, and Rob. So describe your meat of the day.
Yep, this is one of my favorites. It originates with a relatively simple premise. You use some like a little brown sugar, some do not, a little sage, a little salt, a little black pepper. I'm partial to cloves, some not so much. I like what's called marjoram to also go in there. Marjoram, it is M-A-R-J-O-R-A-M. Not very hard to find, but you use it to make this type of meat. What am I describing?
All right, first up is Tracy. Good morning, Tracy. Thanks for listening to the Sharp and Betting in the Morning. Do you know what the answer is?
I know what marjoram is, but I don't know. I'm just going to take a wild guess and say ribs.
Ooh, close. Kind of, because that is what type of it is a... Yep. Well, I won't give that away. I won't give that away.
Thank you, Tracy. All right, here is Jim. Jim, hello.
Is it prime rib?
It is not.
Ooh, this is tricky. Thanks, Jim. Here is John. Hello, John.
How are you?
Good, John. Did you hear the clues?
I did.
What am I describing?
Brisket.
Incorrect.
All right.
This is so big.
It goes in the mixture, okay,
yeah,
to get this type of meat.
Okay. If we get through Rob here, you may have to give another clue.
All right. I will give another clue.
All right. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, buddy? What are we thinking here? We're 0-for so far.
Well, based on your description, I think that you're describing ham.
Oh, right. Right animal. Different, not the right meat. What am I describing? We've got sage, salt, marjoram, cloves, some like a little brown sugar. You can go savory or sweet. What am I describing?
All right. Next up is Greg. Hello, Greg.
Yeah, I'm going to go with pork shoulder.
Gosh.
Pork butt.
We're close. We're getting closer.
Greg, thank you. Here is, man, not a lot of people guessing your meat.
It's fantastic. It's arguably one of my favorites. I could eat it any time of the day.
Any time of the day is a key here. Hello, Bob.
Good morning. How about lamb?
Well, now that is actually my favorite cut of meat, but it is not lamb.
All right.
I do like what he went with the cloves and the, I didn't say, if I maybe would have went mint, maybe. It's part of the mixture. All those ingredients you need to make this.
So safe to say you can eat this at any time of the day.
Correct.
Maybe for some people it might be earlier. Some might be throughout the day.
Correct.
All right. Here is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Let's go with prime rib.
Ooh, it is not prime
Jeff,
rib.
Thanks for the call. This is Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
How's it going?
Good, Aaron. What am I describing? What am I describing?
Pork loin.
It is not.
All right. Here is Brian. Go ahead, Brian.
Sausage.
Correct.
Yes.
It is breakfast sausage.
Thank you, Brian. Hey, Brian, what gave it away?
When he described all the stuff that goes in it, and he kept saying that you needed this to make this.
Yeah. That was the key. Breakfast sausage.
Brian, what's your go-to when you're grilling?
My go-to is ribs and pork shoulder.
Pork. So there were some huge pork shoulders at Costco this weekend. I mean, they were unbelievably big. Are you a patty or a links guy?
I am a patty guy.
Yeah, smart man. See, all about I'm team sausage patty.
Hey, Brian, thank you. We'll put you on hold, and Shane will talk to you, and you're getting a grill for this Memorial Day weekend.
Tomorrow will be a grill, right? We're rotating.
Yes.
I've got a really good one for tomorrow.
Thanks to everybody, starting with Tracy and all the way through Brian. That was good. I mean, you didn't give it away. People know their meat.
Yeah. My man says, please look up the pronunciation. I'm reading the pronunciation. It has an umlaut over the M-A-R, then the J-E, and then the gem as an E-M. But I appreciate your expertise and your help. I was just talking to Caleb. He was tweeting at me.
Did Caleb tweet at you, and then at the end he had one of the red balloons? Because that would have been a great way to close out this day.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. Coming up, we will talk a little Big Ten baseball, with the baseball tournament in town this weekend. And as we've got on in the studio, the SEC baseball tournament that's beginning in Hoover, Alabama.
It's already raining.
It's already raining. They're already in a rain delay. That first day, man, if you get behind on that first day.
It's going to rain.
It's going to rain.
Yeah, and that's what it's doing. But around college baseball, except for the Summit, the Big East, and the Big Ten, which affects all of us around here, a lot of tournaments are starting today. Hey, quick question here. I'm not trolling. Don't take this as a troll.
I think he's trolling.
Should we make something of Ohio State firing a guy that had been there for 12 years?
That had just won a couple of championships?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
The investment in baseball. I mean, Ohio State has a Bill Davis Stadium. It's a really nice stadium. They care about baseball. That was just that. I think they caught some people off surprise that they had done away with Greg Beals after 12 years. All right, Brandon Godden. What? See, I didn't troll there.
That's fine. I mean, Caleb wanted me to Google it, so I sent it to him.
Google it.
Jeez, Caleb.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Caleb.
Google it.
Not today, Caleb.
He's fine.
Okay, all right.
Doesn't have much better to do. I just sent him a screenshot.
Football.
Thanks for listening, Caleb.
Different Caleb. Oh, that's not that Caleb? No, yes. It's a different Caleb.
What do you think, he's interacting with his son on Twitter? Could be. Why not? Wow, that would be a terrible parent.
Why?
Hey, at Caleb Benning, I need you to.
No.
That's why we have texts.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
No. Do you think why people not? Want to see all their business?
Probably.
Because then what happens is people jump into their mentions, and the next thing you know, Caleb's not going to Nebraska like he is.
I like that.
Chart and Betting in the Morning, 1620 The Zone.
For the Jays, the Huskers, and even you Jayskers, we are 16.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.